Love it, love it, love it. Good morning, guys. I love all the AMP shirts. I love people just excited about what's happening at VBS. Exciting. Just being a part of one team, one vision, one hope. And appreciate you guys being here today. I'm excited as we continue in our series AMPed. And I believe today is a day to celebrate. We've been talking a lot about really what it looks like to birth and get in the birthing position in our lives. But today, I want you to leave with an excitement like it's already done. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so as you agree with what's being preached, there's something that happens in your life that ignites your faith so that you can really see those things that in your life that you're believing for actually happen in your life. And I believe that God wants those things to manifest. And today for me is just a day of victory. You know, there comes a time in your life where it's not just about believing, but it's also about receiving. Because so many of us, we believe for so long, and it's like we don't receive it. And I believe that God actually wants us to learn what it looks like to receive and walk in it. Because life, yeah, it's about the battle, but it's also about recognizing and resting your victory, too, in your life. And so as we look at the book of Habakkuk, and we're talking about really writing the vision down and making it plain, hopefully last week you did that, and you spent some time writing down a vision and really saying, hey, you know, this is some of the things that I want to see happen in my life. In chapter 2, verses 2 to 3, it says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that it may run or he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That means that what God has placed inside of your heart will happen. It will come. It may not be in your timing, but it will eventually come. But in the process, there's a repositioning that takes place in order for us to get there. And today, I want you to really grasp and understand what that looks like in your life. Some people have already received that promise. Second row. Some people have already been believing and have received those things in their life, and they're excited about it. And I believe that it's okay to be excited about those things that you have received. Because not only have you believed for it, but you've earned it. You know, you pay for things in your life by the sacrifice, by denying yourself, by going without, and God sees those sacrifices. And as a result, God brings blessing into our life. And so for you to be able to celebrate those blessings, it's okay. And so I'm here to help you understand today, it's okay to celebrate the blessing of God and walk in the blessings of God and not feel bad about it. So if you're that type of person in here today who maybe people speak to you about those things or they say things about you, hey, listen, why are you so blessed? I'm so blessed because God is good and he's been faithful to me. And don't allow the enemy to thwart your excitement or to thwart what God has done in your life just because you're up now as opposed to you were down. And this is sometimes a challenge for Christians because we've talked about this before. It's hard to really learn how to enjoy victory or rest in victory when you've been fighting for so long in your life. You don't understand what it looks like not to have to go paycheck to paycheck. You don't understand what it looks like not to go without. And so you've got to change your mindset to realize that God is more than enough. And so when he does come through, it's okay. It means that he wants you to learn to live on a different level. I don't believe that we have to struggle with the same thing our whole life. I believe that we struggle, yes, and we know that a struggle is not against flesh and blood, but we don't have to struggle with the same thing our whole life. I believe that God wants to do something new and bring us into victory into our life, and that's key. And so learning to walk in victory means that you have to see things differently. If you don't see yourself victorious or you don't see yourself successful, you won't get there because you will always look at yourself from where you're at and not for where you want to be in your life. So the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So that means that it has a lot to do with the way I think and the way I see things that really determines where I'm at in my life. And so that if you just change your thinking a little bit, you can actually literally change your altitude in your life. So think differently. And so see yourself successful. Well, I don't know what that looks like because that hasn't been modeled for me in my life. It's okay. I'm here to tell you that there are people in your life who have what you want right now. There are people in your life who are actually living the way you want to live. There are people in your life right now who are successful and you're drawn to them. And the reason why you're drawn to them is because God wants to give you what they have, not go steal it. But God wants you to have what they have. That's why there's a draw that's there. That's why you're attracted to certain things in your life. Because God gives you that glimpse and says, listen, this is what I have for you, or this is what you can have. What I need you to do, I need you to change the way you think and the way you believe about whether or not I can bring those things into your life. I need that to change. Because you are no longer slaves. You're my kids. And so if you can learn to live like a son or a daughter of God, you will walk differently, you will carry yourself differently, and I guarantee you, you will begin to see the blessing of God in your life, because it's all about how you see yourself. If God clothes the fields that are here today and gone tomorrow, how much more does he want to clothe you? If God takes care of the ravens, how much more does he want to take care of you? And so it's changing that mentality. You're no longer a slave. You've got a father in heaven that you can call daddy, who has provision for you and who wants you to walk in blessing. And that means also emotional blessing. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to walk whole. He wants you to walk blessed financially. You don't have to walk broken your whole life. Well, what does that mean, Pastor Richie? Does it mean I'll never have a struggle? No, you'll have a struggle. But you don't have to struggle or be broken your whole life. You know, Jesus was broken and he was given for us, but what is he doing right now? He's in victory right now, ever living to make intercession for us. There is no brokenness in Jesus right now. He is not broken in his emotions. He is not thwarted in his mind. He is not confused. He knows who he is. And so, more importantly, he knows who you are. And he wants you to come into that relationship with him. So, guys, throw that second point up here today. And so, I think for us, understanding this, if you don't live with anticipation, it really is a rough way to live. Because there's nothing that you're really anticipating to happen in your life. Well, I would say it this way, that some of us, we live for something bad to happen. Rather than believe for something good, we believe for something bad to happen. Or, taking it a little bit further, we believe that if we do get something good, something bad will happen. And so it's hard for us to rest in what that looks like. And that is a broken mentality. Because you have to understand, first of all, that God is good and his intentions for you are good. And so when he blesses you with a good thing, not all of a sudden for something else to go wrong in your life. And so if you can change your mentality to know that all things do work together for good to them that love God or are called according to his purpose, you can take the good and take the bad and look at it the same way. Because you know that God brings good out of both, and you can rest assured that when the goodness comes, it's really good because of who Jesus Christ is. And so in your life, have that sense, no, it is coming. I've been in this position for long enough, and I feel that it is coming. It's about to birth forth into my life. And so when it does come, rejoice in it. Connect with it. Be excited about it. Be excited about a new job that you got offered. Be excited about the new job that's paying you more than you got paid before. Be excited about a new peace that God gave you, because you know that your body was just racked with anxiety during that season of your life. Be thankful for the hope that you now have, where before you oscillated back between hope and despair. Be excited about it. Be excited about that newfound confidence that you have in your life about who you are and who God has called you to be. And don't let anybody try to take that away from you in your life. And don't walk in the fear of man just because they have an insecurity about how strong you are. That is not your issue. That is their issue. And so if you can get into a position where you understand who you are, those things don't affect you as much anymore, because you know who you hope in and who has sent you. And who has delivered you in your life. So be confident in who you are. Be strong in who you are. Connect with who you are. That's just who I am. And love who you are. Love what God has done in your life. You know, this week, just in celebrating some of the things, just some of the little things, just being excited about being part of my family. I love my wife. I love my kids. Just being excited about what God has done and how far that God has brought me. You have no idea what he's brought me from. And I have no idea what he's brought you from. And so be blessed and rest in that process and rest in the victory that God is giving you in your life. Well, I haven't seen it all. It's okay. It's coming. It's coming. Well, what about those people who have died and they really haven't seen the promise of God? Get your eyes off of what other people are doing and get your eyes on who Jesus is and what Jesus has done and is going to do in your life. I believe that God is doing something new and he wants to do something new in you. Don't worry about that. What is God asking you to do? Connect with what you love. We've been talking just in some of our Bible studies about in our life, what are the things that God has drawn or put inside of you or that you are drawn to? Start chasing those things. Stop stifling those things. Stop wishing they weren't there. Start exploring those things because those are the things that God wants to do in your life. Destination vacation. House somewhere else. Well, it's impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's possible. So those are the things that God drops in there, but we're so busy worrying about whether or not God's a good God or not and whether or not he would actually give me the desires of my heart that we have a hard time even believing God and trusting him just for that stuff because it's so conditional between us and God because of whether or not I believed him great this day or and I wasn't as good yesterday and all of a sudden God's promises are not good anymore. God's promises are not conditional on your mood. He would like for you to agree with him more consistently, but they're not conditional based upon your mood. So, if God says that he wants to do it, he is going to do it. Connect with what you love. What do you love to do? What are the things inside of your heart that God is just exploding or bursting? Start exploring stuff. Because you don't know where that's going to lead you next. Isn't that what this is about? We struggle and we fight and we're believing God. And listen, by the way, that doesn't end just because you got victory. Just because, oh, well, it's done now. I've got it. Rest of my life. No. You're going to continue to stand and you're going to continue to fight because guess what? God wants to bring something else into your life and other opportunities in your life, and they require you standing. And they require you fighting, not forgetting the victory, though, that he's given you. You remember the Israelites in the Old Testament when God said, listen, you're about to go in. Do you know how many ites, I can't even name all of them, they had to drive out? I can't even list them all. And he gave them different ways and scenarios of how to defeat them. But you know that they remembered the victory that they got from the one before. So that they were about to go into the next one, they knew that God delivered them from that one and that God was going to do the same thing here, but God did it differently every time. Sometimes they fought, sometimes they worshiped, sometimes they walked around a wall. And God said, we're going to do it differently. But that's part of this adventure because it's about me and it's about what I have and I'm going to do it differently in your life and you're going to see things about me that you have not seen before and I'm going to teach you how to fight, I'm going to teach you how to wait, I'm going to teach you how to sing. I'm going to teach you how to do all this stuff because you're seeing a whole new facet of who I am and how I do things. But rest assured, rest in your victory. Don't forget what he's done. Don't. I'm confident because of what he's done. I don't have to bow down to fear. I don't have, no, you do. No, I don't have to. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So when I realize the unconditional love of God and I mature in that love, I don't have to fear what might happen or what may not happen because of who I am and who loves me. But confident, be you. We have not seen the best you yet. We've not seen it. Because you've been hiding behind things in your life. Struggling with things that you can't get out of. But I'm here to tell you today that God wants to bring deliverance in your life and get you out of that stuff. But it's not going to happen doing it your way. You're going to have to do it God's way. you know, a lot of the times when you look at the Bible, you're like, I don't know how God did it. And he did supernatural stuff, and we look at it, and we're amazed at what he did. Think about your life right now. You have no idea what God did. And sometimes when God does stuff, he does it so fast that it takes you by surprise. You're believing for so long, and all of a sudden something comes out of this left field, and all of a sudden it pops up. You didn't even see it coming. It took care of A, B, C, and D. You didn't even see it. And so you don't know what to do. You get disheveled. Sometimes God's blessing, it causes you to be disheveled a little bit because it knocks you off. Because you're thinking that God's going to do it one way, and God does it another way. But the believing part does not stop. And if we're honest in here, most of our issues comes with the fact that without simply just trusting in God and believing in God, we overthink. We overthink. And so it's supposed to be a faith walk, but what we do is that we overthink blessing in our life and what that looks like. So God brings in stuff in our life. And be honest, and you can raise your hand or just nod or whatever you want to do, be honest, that when you feel peace or when you feel breakthrough in your life, sometimes you say, okay, what's wrong with me? What's wrong? What's wrong? I'm not fighting. I'm not doubting. I'm not struggling. What is it? It doesn't make sense right now. And you go into investigative mode. You're like, what's wrong? Wait a minute. Just a few minutes ago, I was real anxious. I'm not now. What's wrong? And what we do is we totally sabotage what God's trying to do because you're still trying to rationalize and reason how you got that in your life. Where it's simple, it's supposed to be. The just shall live by faith. But what happens is we take that and we overthink it and we think that it has to be more than it actually is. Well, wait a minute, it just wasn't hard enough. I just didn't struggle enough for that one. And the other one I did, but this one I just didn't. And all of a sudden God gave me peace, and I just wonder what's wrong. I got to go back and struggle a little bit. Hold on. And you know it's true. Because we have a hard time just accepting it for what it is. It's the peace that passes understanding that will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. It passes understanding. So it means it doesn't compute with what your mind sees as natural or something that you can reason or something that you can just grasp by your own understanding. It passes it. And so the best thing for you to do is just say, okay, I just receive it. See that peace. And not overthink it. Man, I feel good today. Man, what's wrong with me? What's wrong? Yesterday I didn't feel good. I woke up with a headache. I feel great today. I don't know what it is. Could it just be that God has given you some supernatural strength today and that all you needed to do was just go to bed and got up and God gave you new mercy and new grace for today and that yesterday is gone and that today is here and that you can actually walk with the confidence to know that the same thought process you had yesterday, you don't have to have today. It's done. And God all of a sudden just to do that, you know, God does work while you're sleeping. Have you ever experienced that before? You've gone to bed one way, you woke up totally different. Like, I don't know, what just happened? Because God got down in there, worked some stuff out while you were sleeping because he knew that was the only way it was going to be able to get done. Because, this is funny, the more that you're alive during the day, sometimes it's harder for God to get stuff done. Because you get in the way too much. Me included. And sometimes God has to do something while you're sedated. You don't understand what's happening. You don't know what's going on. And God says, good, I like it that way because I'm doing something in your life you won't be able to understand anyway. So let's just stay in this sedated state for a little bit longer because as I'm doing something and when you get out of it, you're not going to understand it totally, but you'll know I was with you. Everybody in that heard a story of people in surgery, or maybe you've been in surgery before, where they've had surgery and it was difficult or whatever the circumstances may be, but they got out of it and they got out of the surgery and they didn't understand everything that went on in the surgery because there was so much, but they said, you know what? I sensed that there was someone with me. I just kind of had a feeling it was going to be okay. And I think in your life right now, God wants to encourage you to say, listen, you may not understand everything that's going on. You may be in this fog in your life, but it's okay. I'm with you. With you. And when you get out of it, and when I lift that state, you're going to be a totally different person than you were before. But this was necessary because the type of surgery that I'm doing in your life right now, it is impossible for you to be able to take without me somehow medicating you by my spirit. And you know it to be true because sometimes God goes in and the work is so deep that unless he's there with you and gives you that ability not to remember everything, you wouldn't make it. And so thank God when you're on the other side of it and you feel better and you're in victory, you don't have any idea how you got there. You knew that God took you through some stuff. You don't remember everything about it, but you know right now that there's just a grace inside of you, an excitement inside of you, a hope inside of you, a joy inside of you. There's just something inside of you that you cannot replace and that you cannot give back, but you know that there was someone with you in that process and that without that process, you would not be who you are today in your life. Understand that? And that God doesn't show you everything and God doesn't allow you to see the way that you're supposed to take or going to take because he knows that naturally if you saw it that way, it would kill you. You would want to run the other way, but God says this is the process that I use to bring in maturity, to bring in character, to bring in growth. This is all that stuff that I use to produce in your life what you're experiencing right now. And so don't overthink it. Just enjoy it. Enjoy this stage of the journey. Enjoy that you made it this far. Enjoy where you are right now. Don't postpone joy. Be joyous now for the little that I'm showing you, for the deliverance that I've given you. And you know what that looks like. I'm excited today because of the fact that I am not the same that I was 6 months ago, 8 months ago. That I am really a new creature in Christ. Really a new creature. By nature, yes, spiritually, but I can sense practically in the natural newness. And it was because of that struggle and that process that God used to get me to this point now. But in that process, he was with me. So listen, by God's grace, not overthink. I'm just going to accept it. You know what? I don't get it all, but I'm just standing in confidence right now because I know there was someone who was with me. For that thing that I just gave birth to, someone is with me right now. And listen, the way you look at it, it really doesn't matter. I love you, but I got to keep moving. But it's exciting. Because God takes you on a journey. And it says, here, come with me. Takes you by the arm. Starts dragging you around. Come with me. I want to show you some stuff. I don't want to go. I know. Just come with me. But I promise you, you're going to love the results. You may not like the process, but you're going to love the results. And I'm telling you, it is possible to love both. It is possible to love the process. It is possible to love the results because there is a grace that happens in both. And you can actually enjoy the difficult times. And you know what? Even begin to welcome them in your life because you know of the outcome of what it produces. And you don't cower back anymore like you used to. You don't fear anymore like you used to because of what you've been through and what you've seen him do. And you're becoming more and more like him, and that's changing you. Let's talk about living your best life ever. This is what this whole series is about. So you want to live your best life ever. That means that we have to get up in God's world. This isn't Raven's world. This is God's world. It's the way he does stuff. And so when he gets down in the mix, you know it's going to be crazy. Because we've talked about this before. There are multiple things happening in your life at one time. Not just one. You think, oh, that's just one thing's killing me. Nah, it's multiple stuff going on right now. Multiple stuff. And God's pulling stuff out and putting stuff in like a stuffed animal, just stuffing stuff in, taking stuff out, sewing stuff up. So that you can come out and be the way you're supposed to be, your best life. And most of us in here would say, you know what? I want my best life. Good. That's why you're going through what you're going through right now. Because God wants to give you your best life. And if we're honest in here, most would say, I'm not there in my life. But I want to get there. I want to get there. And God wants to get you there. But you got to be a willing participant in this thing. Yeah, God's grace is good, and his mercy is good, and it's going to cover over your weaknesses, and it's going to cover over all that stuff in your life. But you got to be a willing participant in this thing. Sometimes my dog does not want to go to the bathroom, but I drag that dog like this along the ground, and his paws are scratching the ground. He don't want to go. You are going to the bathroom, son. Because it's good. You need to go to the bathroom. It's good for you. And sometimes that's the same way. God just says, listen, we're coming. My work is going to be done. Sanctification is going to take place. Because I don't change. And once I start something, I finish it. And so I don't just look, we're going to finish this thing. And so that means I'm going to keep coming after you. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm going to keep coming after you. I don't need that right now. Yeah, you need me. Whether you realize it or not, you need God keep coming after you. You need it. Sometimes you don't realize how bad you need God until you're really in the middle of a struggle in your life. When everybody else is not there and they're not around, and all of a sudden you realize the only person I have in my life is Jesus. And in reality, the truth is, he's the only one that you can put your trust in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your crazy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path or make your path straight. What does that mean? Trust in man. No, trust in the Lord. Yeah, that's why it's there, because you cannot figure out this way that I'm taking you. And so God takes you out of being around other people and community is great and says, listen, we got a journey, me and you together. Let's go. It's all right. We got something great going on between me and you. I want to take you to places that you have not seen. It's going to be awesome, but I need you to do a couple things. Anticipate the fact that my goodness is coming. Just get ready. It's going to come because I am good. And listen, I am good. I promise you, I'm not going to bail on my promise. Just know that. And the second thing you got to know is, listen, I want you to become acquainted with who you are. What do you love to do? Connect with those things that I put you there. And third thing, please, don't overthink it. Don't overthink this process. Just come with me. There'll be times I'll allow you to think in your head and formulate things in your head, and God does that stuff. He gives you time to think. He gives you time to write things down and all that stuff, but that's only limited because he knows that if you get too crazy and thinking about it, you will reason yourself right out of this faith walk. That's why there are times where God says, okay, listen, that's enough thinking. It's time to get up. Let's go. It's enough. You've looked at that thing 7 times already. Get up. It's time to go. It's about you sometimes just getting up and doing it. Hesitation is a killer in the Christian walk. It's a killer. Because you want to figure out where you're going and the end from the beginning, and God says, no, that doesn't work that way. You walk with me when I say, let's go. And listen, if God is doing that with you right now, praise God for it. Because he knows better than you do the outcome of what he's trying to produce in your life. And he knows better than you do the way you get yourself stuck. So get ready. It's coming. The goodness is coming. And it's already happened in your life. Get ready. In the process, God has shown you more about who you are. Love the stuff. Just love it. Lord, thank you for those desires you're giving me. Thank you for all that stuff. Thank you. And just keep walking. There are some conversations you might have to have with people. Have them. Whatever it is, keep walking. This is the process of God, folks. Woohoo, it's exciting. good things happening, God blowing stuff up, tearing stuff out, putting new stuff in, cutting some stuff off, pruning some things, bringing you to a good place. And all of a sudden, he looks at you and says, my masterpiece. But all the while, wanting you to see that in the midst of that, you're still beautiful. You're still good. And that's the key. Don't kill your progress because of the way you see yourself now in the process. See yourself as he sees you, because it, once you begin to do that, because listen, he already knows you're messed up. He knows it. So when you accept the fact that I am messed up and I have a God who lavishly loves me in my messed up state, then I can accept myself to know that I can be messed up and be joyful at the same time. And when I get to that place where I'm successful and prospering, I'll love myself even more because I got there. But still, even that, success does not change God's love for you either way either. It's unconditional. So whether you're down, whether you're up, God loves you either way, unconditional. But he wants to see you prospering and successful. Amen? As the band comes up. How many of you would just say, hey, listen, I got a problem. I overthink stuff. I just overthink it. Anybody? 8, 9.5 people have problem over. Good. Everybody else walks just with this oblivious. Lord, just send me. Wherever you send me, Lord, I'm going. Just tell me what to do. I'm not going to think about it whatsoever. Okay? Everyone, most of us do in one way or another. We overthink it. And the great thing about God is the fact that he knows that you do. And he allows that process because he knows what the process looks like for you. For you. And it's important. When God was getting ready to really release some of his prophets in the Old Testament, he would show them pictures of what things look like. And he would say, okay, what is that? And they would respond, well, this is that. And he said, good. And then he would give another one and say, okay, what does that look like? Okay, that's another picture. And what he was doing was, is that he was having a conversation with them so that they can understand what they're about to walk into and the calling that God has placed on their life. He was having a dialogue with them to get them ready for it. And God never throws it on you all at once. He prepares you. And that process was necessary because this is what I see. Okay. And God does that with us. Maria, what do you see right now in your life? What am I doing? Okay, Lord, this is what I see. Okay, correct. But also this. He doesn't show you all at once, but he gives you bits and pieces for what you need next. Because that's just who he is. But the key is to stay in that place of faith while he's showing you that stuff. Because sometimes what we like to do is that we like to take some of the things that God is doing and we expand it out in our own measure and say, oh, this is what God is doing. All of a sudden, it becomes some huge elaborate plan. And God said, no, I just want you to tell me, or I just want you to show you a little bit of what this looks like. And so we've got to be careful in our relationship with God that when God shows you in those times, that you understand what he's showing you. And what it really is cognitive skills. And you know what that means in the teaching world. There are certain things that God wants you to understand before you actually do it. Isn't that true? And then there are some things that God will show you while you're doing it. And then there are some things God will show you after you've done it. And then you say, well, I don't know how, Lord, yeah, this is how I do it. I'll show you in the beginning, I'll show you in the middle, and I'll show you after the fact. Just trust me, I'm the God of all three. That's why this is the faith walk, and it's exciting. And so, if you're in that process right now, rejoice. God has got great things for you in your life. Don't feel that it's not going to happen. No, it's going to happen in your life. But rest in the small victories. Remember what he used to do. And what he did do, so that when you go up to the next height in your life, You'll say, oh, that's nothing. You know what he did before? But he'll show you something different on this new one, because he never does things the same way, because he's that big. Let's all stand to our feet. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for giving us the opportunity, Lord, just to spend with you, be in your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for everyone in here, Lord, who's in that position of just waiting for you just to break forth in their life. I thank you for getting to the place where they're at right now, the victories that they've had. God, I pray that they would keep their eyes upon you. How many of you would say right now that there are some things I'm still believing God for in my life, and you would just lift your hand up so I could see it? There are still some things I'm believing God for. Father, I pray that they would remain in that state of anticipation, that when they want to grow weary, that you would strengthen them. God, that they would learn what you're trying to show them, that they wouldn't overthink it. They would learn it by faith. But God, that their level of relationship with you would go into the next level. And God, that they would understand just a new facet of who you are. Thank you, God, for giving us the ability just to trust you in the little things, to trust you for who you are, but also at the same time, giving us the ability not to put you in a box to where you do things the same way. God, I thank you, God, for keeping us on that faith walk, giving us the joy and peace that we need to endure what we're enduring right now, but also rejoice in what you've done. Connect to the things that we love in our life, the things that you're doing. Thank you, God, for the passions and the desires and the heart that you've given each person in here. God, I pray that they would begin to chase those things. God, I thank you, God, as they delight themselves in you, you will give them the desires of the heart. And God, I pray that they would pursue those things. Yes, you're number one, but God, that we would start to explore those areas of interest and love in our life, because you put them there. And they're oftentimes the key to opening up other things into our life. And I thank you for that, no matter where it takes them. Give them the faith to be able to go on the journey. Give them the faith to be able to trust you and not worry about what everybody else is doing, but to keep their eyes upon you, because you truly are the author and the finisher of our faith, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let's give God a praise offering in here today.